This is Best Aging Podcast with Wendy Wiedner and Josh Casper, brought to you by WJCW Media, LLC.
Okay, welcome back. Day two, Resident Rights and Long-Term Care.
October 2nd, Happy Resident Rights Month.
Yes. Today's right, a resident was admitted post-surgery for Medicare rehab in a nursing home. When the rehab ended, the resident was not able to return home. Prior to the surgery, the resident was able to walk on her own. But after rehab, the resident's care plan indicated a walking program that was supposed to happen twice per day. But it did not happen on a regular basis. At least once a week, the resident would be approached to walk at 6 a.m. while she was sleeping. They'd wake her up and say, "Oh, you want to go for a walk?" And the resident would ask, "Can we just do it later? I'm sleeping." And then the facility would note in the resident's medical chart that she refused. The residents refused. And her ability to walk declined over a period of time because they never came back at a reasonable time to attempt to walk.
I'm guessing they're right. Each facility must care for each resident in a manner that promotes maintenance or enhances the quality of the life of the resident. That's what comes to mind right away.
Right.
That that the particular right that we see here, the resident declining, you know, that scenario would play out for a resident whose payer source is Medicare. And take a scenario where the resident is in pain and hasn't had the pain treated yet and can't participate in rehab due to the pain, and the facility documents refusal to participate in therapy instead of managing the pain, and then terminates Medicare coverage for refusal to participate in treatment. So that's not uncommon in this particular scenario. You know, the walking is something that often families will point to as an area of decline, that a resident could do it when they came in and now can't do it.
Yes. Then the facilities are required to promote the maintenance and enhancement to this quality of life. Never paid attention in this scenario to the resident's wishes and preferences, mm-hmm. or centered on a person-centered plan of care.
Well, it certainly didn't reflect her input into the schedule.
No.
Which she should also have the right to. So with this, you know, with the same scenario, walking, toileting, transferring, some of those independent actions are frequently reflected with this right not being honored by the nursing home. And you look at this particular right and you think about your own life. And I think it also, you know, reflecting back on yesterday's right with dignity of care, that...
See how it ties in again.
It ties in again.
They should not lose any abilities unless it's a natural progression of the disease.
Absolutely. And that's what we're looking for is, you know, you're as a family member or as a nurse or other professional social worker or therapist, you're looking at unexplained decline and needing to address the causation of unexplained decline. And that's an obligation in the assessment process.
Right. And so just as a resident or a family member of someone that loves a resident, just know they should be able to maintain and enhance the quality of life they had before the nursing home as they do in the nursing home. They have the right to have their wishes respected and their preferences. Don't come to me at 6 in the morning and say, "You want to go for a walk?" And when I say I'm sleeping, write it in the chart as refusal.
On the other hand, some people might really like that 6 a.m. walk.
But ask them. Ask
Absolutely.
Them, what is their preference? How does this correlate to person-centered plans of care?
Absolutely. So that is the right. Today's right was maintaining or enhancing the quality of life by the care provided by the facility. Thank you for listening today.
And come back tomorrow.
Come back tomorrow. Okay. And the rest of the month.
Yes, we've got another one coming
up. Every day, we'll be here.